请我们翻到哥林多后哥林多前书。
Can we turn to 1 Corinthians?
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
免得身上分门别类。
So that there may be no divisions in the body.
我们这一次晚上和明天下午在这一段特别的时间里面我们要来看一个题目那个题目呢就是从刚才这一节圣经把它取出来的
Tonight and tomorrow we would like to look at a theme and that is so that there may be no divisions in the body
所以我们这次的主题就是免得分门别类
So that there may be no divisions is our topic
什么叫分门别类
What does it mean to have divisions
保罗告诉我们说是在身体上分门别类
Paul tells us is to have a division in the body.
这个身体当然指着基督身体说。
This body, of course, refers to the body of Christ.
因为后面接着就说你们就是基督的身体。
Because what follows says, but that you are the members, you are the body of Christ.
这些在哥林多教会的人，他们就是基督的身体。
Those who are in the church of Corinth, they are the body of Christ.
严重是在身体上分门别类。
The seriousness is that there is divisions in the body.
什么时候把基督的身体变成一块一块、一类一类的，那么这件事情是不讨主喜悦的。
When you turn the body of Christ into different groupings, that's not right.
我们但是既然讲到身体
，But now that you have spoken of the body,
哥林多第一章就给我们看见那个头。
First Corinthians. Chapter 1 tells us of the head.
为什么身体不能分开呢?
Why is it that the body cannot be divided?
因为头是不能被分开。
Because the head cannot be divided.
所以我们来看第一章第
So let us look
十二节
Chapter 1 and verse 12.
我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗的我是属亚波罗的我是属基法的我是属基督的。
Now I mean this, that each one of you is saying, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ.
基督是分开的吗?
Has Christ been divided?
基督不能分开。
Christ cannot be divided.
基督的身体也不能分开。
The body of Christ can also not be divided.
什么时候把基督分开了?
Whenever you divide Christ,
我们就把身体分开了。
Then we divide the body.
基督只能有一个身体。
Christ can only have one body.
所以如果这样的话,
So if it's this way,
我们看见我们不能说我们是属保罗的,我们是属亚波罗,是属基法的。
So we cannot say we are of Paul or of Apollos or Cephas.
其实当我们这样说的时候，保罗说我们是属肉体的。
When we say this, Paul tells us that we are of the flesh.
所以肉体是做分裂的事。
So the flesh does the work of division.
只有爱圣灵做合一的工作。
Only love, the Holy Spirit does the work of love.
所以这次主若愿意的话，我们要来看免得分门别类。
So we want to look at this topic that there may be no division.
但是我们也从教会历史里面来得知这个教训。
But we would like to also learn from church history.
因为我们一生下来，一在主面前生下来的时候。
Because as we are born in the Lord,
我们一得救的时候,
as soon as we are saved,
你看见这个身体已经有了分门别类。
You see that this body already has division.
我们一生在神的家里,
as soon as we're born in the house of God,
神的儿女已经分开了。
The children of God are already divided.
所以现在我们要问一个问题。
So we want to ask the question.
到底我们当初是怎么分开的?
How is it that we split up?
我们一生下来如果就是分裂的情况状况
So if we were born into a situation where there was already division
那个责任不是我们的责任
The responsibility is not on us
但是问题我们要问说今天我们怎么分开呢
The question is how did we divide?
既然大家都是属基督的
If everyone is of Christ
既然我们都在基督的身体里
If we are all in the body of Christ
每次你说教会是基督的身体的
Every time you say the church is the body of Christ
你看那教会应该充满和谐
You see that the church should be full of unity
教会不可能分门别类
The church should not be divided
我们知道今天在我们上有很多种的疾病
We know that there are many sicknesses in us
但有一个病是对于身体很危险的
But there is one disease that is dangerous for the body.
那就是什么时候在我们身上长毒瘤、长癌、长毒瘤的时候。
So is that when we have cancerous growth in us.
所以这个毒瘤在我们身上就是要破坏整个的身体。
These tumors are in our body to destroy it.
它有个畸形的发展，要分裂基督的身体。
It has an abnormal growth to destroy the body.
所以我们知道说，结果慢慢身体就趋向死亡。
So you know slowly that this body goes towards death.
慢慢生命就漏掉了。
Now that life is a kind of leaked out.
所以我们知道说，在身体上分门别类是一个很大的罪。
So to have divisions in the body is a serious sin.
今天教会已经失败了。
So the church has already failed today.
我们已经被分开了。
So we have been divided already.
那我们应该怎么办呢？
What should we do?
首先我们要汲取历史的教训。
So first we have to learn from the lessons of history.
我们先要看到底教会是怎么分开的。
So we have to know how was the church divided?
为什么今天有这么多的宗派呢？
Why were there so many sects?
到底denominations. 到底今天为什么有这么多分门别类呢？
Why are there so many divisions?
所以我们要一面来看我们今天的情形。
On the one hand, we want to look at our situation.
然后我们回过头去看，我们要问说教会是怎么分开。
So then we want to go back and see how was the church divided.
我们知道根据2001年的统计。
Now, according to the recording in 2001,
你知道全世界一共有多少个宗派吗？
Do you know how many denominations there are worldwide?
我希望大家回去，大家能够记得。
So please remember,
有38,000个宗派。
There are 38,000 denominations.
那当然，严格说来，表面上看有长老会、有浸信会、有贵格会。好像几个大的。
Outwardly speaking, you have the Presbyterians, the Baptists, the Quakers, etc.
你怎么分裂也不能分成38,000个，不可能的。
However you divide it, you cannot divide into 38,000.
但是我们知道我们有不同的种族。
But we know we have different ethnicities.
我们有不同的种族。
Ethnicity.
Yeah, yeah. 我们有不同的，还有我们有不同的语言。
We have different languages.
所以讲到38,000的时候。
So when you speak about 38,000,
大家同样是长老会。
Everybody is Presbyterian.
同样是浸信会。
They may all be Baptist.
但有人讲广东话。
But some speak Cantonese.
有人讲台湾话。
Some speak Taiwanese.
有的人是讲温州话。
Some speak 温州话。
所以你看，同样是长老会。
So they are all Presbyterian.
到了一个地方以后，就变得有的讲台湾话的，有讲国语的，有的讲广东话的。
So there are, you come to one location, you have some that speak Taiwanese, some Mandarin, some Cantonese,
还有福州话的。
Chinese.
现在美国不只是50州了。
So the US, United States is not just 50 states.
美国现在是52州。
There are 52 states.
一个是温州，还有一个福州。
And then there's Wenzhou and Fuzhou.
尤其你今天在纽约，你的感觉就这样的感觉。
Especially in New York, you'll feel this.
所以你就看见稀奇不稀，在北京居然有温州的教会。
Isn't it amazing that in Beijing you have one Chinese meeting?
所以你就知道了，等到温州人到了北京的时候，他一定要讲温州话。
So when one Chinese they go to Beijing, they have to speak one Chinese.
同意，虽然但在真理上看法是一样的。
Even though they may be united in truth.
结果我们就这样分开。
Then we are divided this way.
所以你才会惊讶说，为什么到了十年前。
So you must be amazed that 10 years ago,
十年以后我们不知道什么样的情
况。Don't know how it is 10 years later.
但是你看见说全世界已经一共有38,000个不同的宗派。
So there are 38,000 different denominations.
所以这是非常叫人痛心的一件事。
So it's something that really aches our hearts.
那在美国。
So in the United States.
或者这样说吧，严格说来全世界大概有20,000,000的基督徒。
So if you really strictly speaking, there are 2 billion Christians worldwide.
那这些20,000,000的基督徒，他们说他们是基督徒。
So these 2 billion Christians, they claim themselves as Christians.
这包括天主教徒,
includes Catholics.
包括希腊正教,
includes Greek Orthodox.
包括摩门教,
Mormons.
包括耶和华见证人,
Jehovah's Witness.
包括安息日会,
the seventh Advent. So all of these people, they say we exalt Christ. We believe in Jesus. So there are 2 billion.
所以每三个人口里面有一个就是基督徒。So
in every three, there is one that is a Christian.
所以你就知道有这么多基督徒。So
there are all these Christians.
如果我们联合起来传福音的话,
if we all preach the gospel and you were united,
你想想看那个能力到底有多大。
You can imagine what the power would be.
我们知道说这个, 全世界基督徒最多的国家是美国。
So you know that the United States has the most Christians.
它整个的基督徒是占整个人口的 85%。
So it includes 85% of the population.
其次是巴西。
And then the next is Brazil.
巴西有 93%是基督徒。
So 93% are Christians.
然后墨西哥。
And Mexico.
99%是基督徒。
99% are Christians.
这是根据2005年的统计。
So this is according to the recording of 2005.
这个大概是6年以前的统计。
About 5 years ago.
所以你就看见到底今天有这么多的基督徒。
So there are all these Christians.
你看你尤其在美国。
Especially in the United States.
可以说百分之，可以就像我们刚才，那么刚才我所说的 85%连小孩子都算进去。
So this 85% includes children.
因为你知道。 很多婴孩受浸，你不管他得救不得救，反正他婴孩就受了浸。
So you know there are many that are baptized as infants. So whether they're saved or not, they're Christians.
但在美国，但是最少4个成人里面有一个是基督徒。
So in the United States, every 4 adults you find at least one Christian.
那在美国大概分多少个宗派呢？
So how many denominations are there in the United States?
美国大概是1500个。
So the United States is 1500 denominations.
所以这个大概我们有一点的印象。
So we have a general impression.
当然我们很关心那件事。
So of course what we're concerned about.
许多人都是挂名的基督徒。
Many people are nominal Christians.
你看见吗？ 他只要婴孩受浸了， 他只要来做礼拜了， 那么统计的时候就算进去。
So infants are baptized, that they come to the meeting, they're considered Christians.
所以我们要问是到底真正重生得救的基督徒有多少？
So how many born again Christians are there?
一共20万万基督徒。
So two billion Christians.
那么到底有多少个真正重生得救的？
So how many are those that are born again?
明白福音真理。
That understand the gospel.
知道我们是因信称义。
And know that we are justified by faith.
知道我们的罪人，我们不可能，我们都是贫穷可怜的，我们是该下地狱的。
So know that we are poor and wretched, and we belong in hell.
结果有一天，感谢主救了我们。
But then one day the Lord saved us.
我们终于蒙恩得救了。
Then we were born again.
所以现在我们要关心的到底大概。 真正蒙恩得救的这些人大概有多少呢？
So how many true born again Christians are there?
感谢主,
thanks the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这个也是主特别恩待他的教会。
The Lord has mercy on his church.
大概在二十万万的基督徒里面。
Amongst the 2 billion Christians,
有多少？有64800万。 大概是重生得救。
So 648 million.
所以是整个人类的11%。
So it's about 11% of the whole world's population.
所以意思就是说大概每10个有一个得救重生的。
So there is one born again believer in every 10 people.
这个和许多人出去传福音有关系。
There's much to do with many people preaching
gospel. 现在全世界出去传福音的使者大概是130万。
So there are approximately 1.3 million missionaries.
他们把所有的时间都放下, 他们把福音要送到全世界的各地。
So they want to send the gospel forth to every corner of the earth.
所以感谢主, 我们看见说, 主的的确确在他要回来以前走很快的道路。
So the Lord wants to do a work before he returns.
你想想看在1500年的时候,
Now in 1500,
16世纪的时候,
in the 16th century,
就在马丁路德那个时候,
during the time of Martin Luther,
全世界只有300万 是重生得救，大概明知道自己清楚得救的。
So there were only about 3 million born again Christians.
他们相信圣经是神的话。
They believe that the Bible is the word of God.
相信主耶稣是童女玛利亚。
They believe that Jesus is born of the Virgin Mary.
我们的救主。
Our Savior.
为我们死。
And He died.
为我们复活。
He resurrected.
为我们升天。
And He ascended for us.
有一天要回来。
One day He'll return.
那在1500年的时候。
In 1500.
那时候全世界是300万这样的人。
The whole world had 3 million such people.
这个不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这个当然我们知道说和这个当然和整个的主在那个时候所做的工作有关系。
But should do with the work of the Lord at the time.
我们都知道，借着马丁路德这些人就带进了很重要的改革运动。
So we know that through Martin Luther and others, there was the work of Reformation.
那么好了，那今天从300万一直到64800万。
So from 3 million to 648 million.
所以你看见，严格说来，就着福音来说，这是很大很大的增长。
So strictly speaking, this is a big growth in the Christian world.
所以你想啊，几乎每十个。今天世界上呢，有一个是真正蒙恩得救，大概是蒙恩真正得救的基督徒。
About 1/10 of the world's population are believers.
你想啊，这是何等的安慰！
Is it such a great comfort?
而且有意思的就是，在这些蒙恩得救里面，有54%不是白人。
So amongst the 648 million, 54% are not non-Caucasian.
所以从这里我们就知道说。到今天为止，那么大概整个世界整个的情形。
So this is the situation in the world.
那现在就着人数来说。
So according to number of the population.
有几个比较大的宗派。
So there's some bigger denominations.
我们稍微的介绍，我们稍微的知道一下他们的情形。
So briefly introduce their situation.
我们说过。分细的来说，有38000的宗派。
So we said, strictly speaking, there are 38,000 denominations.
但实在说来，只有几个大的主流。
But there are just a few big general directions.
其他都是很细的支流。
Then there were other more detailed, more smaller streams.
Yeah. 所以这个就是我，但是我们现在先来看的就是到目前为止大概这个大概。这个世界上有哪几个最大的宗派
？So let us look at what are the bigger denominations in the world.
那我们先提的安利甘会
，So they're the Anglican.
那就是圣公会
，Episcopal Church.
我们在英国叫 Church of England 是所以叫 Anglican， 所以他们是安利甘会。
So we know that the Church of England is the same as the Anglican Church.
所以 Anglican 就是 Church of England， 就是英国国家教会的意思。
Anglican means the Church of England.
那么你到了中国，你就不能再叫这个名字了。
But if you go to China, you can't call it the Anglican Church.
所以中国就叫做圣公会。
So in China, you call it the Episcopalian.
那么英文呢，就是刚才那样的翻译，就是所以这那个 Episcopalian 的意思就是说，它是一个这个，因为他们主要是由主教来。来智慧。
So this Episcopalian church has the Episcopal.
那个就是 bishop， 就是 bishop。
Or he's the bishop basically。
那么就是这个我整个的教会是让这些 bishop 大主教来管理的。
So the whole church is delegated by these bishops。
那么这个就是我们普通所说的圣公会。
So this is what we usually refer to as the Episcopalian church。
圣公会按理来讲只有英国才有才对。
Strictly speaking, it really should be only in England。
但是你不要忘记了，英国曾经有一个很大的地，曾经是很大的帝国。
Well, don't forget that Great Britain was once a great empire。
是个不列颠大帝国。
Great Britain。
那么英国这个大的帝国，我们叫曾经有人说它是日不落寞帝国。
So this empire was so great that the sun never would set on this great empire.
它曾经大概有1/4的人口都是在这个大的帝国里。
So at one point, 1/4 of the world's population was under such an empire.
所以当这边帝国的这一部分太阳下山的时候，帝国那边太阳又上升了。
So when the sun set on one side of the empire, it rose on the other side of the empire.
所以英国曾经征服了整个的世界。
Now because England had once conquered the whole world.
所以一共有160个国家，每个国家都有圣公会。
So 160 countries all have the Episcopalian church.
所以一共有多少人呢?
How many people?
大概是7700万人。
So it's approximately 7.7 million.
所以在所谓更正教里面, 那么第一位就是安利干会或者是圣公会。
So amongst all the Reformed Church, the first or the most numerous is the Episcopalian Church.
那第二位呢就是长老会。
And then the second one is the Presbyterian.
那像这样的礼拜堂，你一看就知道是长老会。
So if you look at this church building, you'll know it belongs to the Presbyterian.
所以长老会呢，可以说7500万。
So there are 75 million amongst the Presbyterians. So we want to ask, how did the Presbyterians come?
和圣公会有什么不同呢?
What's the difference between them and the Episcopalians?
那么这个是长老会。
And this is the Presbyterian Church.
那再下来的呢,是路德会。
And the next is the Lutheran Church.
还有意思,这些所有大的公会里面,大的这个denomination,大的宗派里面,那么大概只有一个会是根据名字来的。
So amongst all these churches, there's only one church that has named after somebody.
那就是Lutheran,就是路德会。
Lutheran Church.
那我们知道,普通我们是瑞比公会,这有的是在中国的翻译。
So when we speak of the Wesleyan Church,
但是呢,事实上,
it's translation in China.
但是事实上呢, 它是Methodist, 或者叫应该要翻译做寻道会。
Or the Methodist.
这个才是准确的翻译。
So this is the accurate translation.
所以实在说来, 在这么多的会里面, 真正用人的名字来成为一个会的, 那么路德是很明显,
so amongst those the big denominations, the one that's named after somebody, Lutheran is prominent.
那就是6600万。
The 66 million.
那么然后接下来的呢,
the next
就是神召会,
Assembly of God.
那么一共是, 4800万。
48 million.
那么再下来的呢, 对不起，没有错。那么再下来的呢？再下来的是，我刚才讲了，没有，OK，没有讲。OK，再下来的是 Baptist 就是浸信会。
Next is the Baptist Church.
全世界是4300万。
43 million.
那么然后的人数最少，在这几个大里面人数最少是，就是刚才说的寻道会。
And then the smallest ones is Methodist Church.
那么有的时候我们称它做美美会。
And
美美就是好像美国一样，因为这个美国有关系。
It's related to the United States.
因为寻道会人数最多在美国。
So the Methodist is the most numerous in the United States.
好了，那么这几个应该算是比较大的。
These are one of the bigger ones.
那么其次我们，那么好了，然后我们要讲的就是天主教。
And then of course the Roman Catholic Church.
那天主教大概是十万万。
So there are approximately a billion Catholics. It's obviously the largest.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为根据圣经告诉我们, 推啊推拉,
because according to the Bible, Thyatira would continue until the Lord's return.
马丁路德改革的时候,
so during the reform of Martin Luther,
眼看着改革的旋风能席卷全世界。
So you saw how the reformers were going to take the world by storm.
意思是整个世界都要重见光明。
So the whole world was supposed to be enlightened.
但是很可惜,
but it's a shame.
仇敌不甘心,
the enemy was not willing.
所以你看黑暗的势力仍旧笼罩这个大地。
So the power of darkness still shone on the earth.
所以400年来, 弟兄姊妹你看见了, 表面, 按理来讲, 按理来讲你看在欧洲特别是福音真理光那么照亮那么明亮。
So you see that especially in Europe you saw the light of the Reformed Church.
结果你看你仇敌果然反弹。
But then the enemy of God responded.
所以虽然有改革运动也有反改革运动。
So there was the reform but there was also the anti-reform.
那反改革运动做得最彻底的就是耶稣会的人。
And the anti-reform, the ones that did the most was the Jesuits.
那这是我们讲 这是我们讲到天主教的时候，我们知道，严格说来，如果讲各种各派的话，那最大的一个现在应该就是罗马天主教。So
amongst all the denominations, the biggest is still the Roman Catholic.
那么然后呢，我顺便稍微再讲一下，就是 比方说，这个所谓安利干会。
So the Episcopalians.
它多半是由今天多半是在美国。
Most of it is in the United States.
不，严格说来，多半应该是当英国是最重要的。
So of course, England is the most important.
然后欧洲。
And then Europe.
然后美国。
United States.
加拿大。
Canada.
非洲。
Africa,
澳洲,
Australia, New Zealand.
那么这几个算是比较重要的。
So these are the most important.
那么讲到神召会的时候,
about the assembly of God.
那么我们特别要注意，在美国，美国是很多的。
It is many in the United States.
美国光是神召会的礼拜堂，大就一万两千间。
So there are 12,100 Assembly of God churches spread throughout.
那么，然后全世界就不同了。全世界大概就有二十三万间其他的地方。
So there are 230,000 other churches worldwide.
那么神召会人数最多是巴西。
So the most numerous amongst the Assembly of God is Brazil.
巴西一共有800万人。
There are 8 million members.
所以我们知道这个是大概神，因为我们说这几个最大的，我们稍微知道一下。
So these are the biggest ones.
那么浸信会。
So how about the Baptists?
全世界33万的浸信会的人。
Yeah, 33 million of them.
有四分之三是在美国。
3/4 of them are in the United States.
所以这是很有意思的、很有趣的现象。我们要从历史上来看，为什么怎么会变得这样
？So it's very interesting. We'll have to understand why.
那么在英国就很少。
Very few in the United States.
你想想，33万的浸信会的人。
So among 33 million Baptists in the world.
结果在英国就21,600。
21万。
No.两万一千。
And Great Britain, there's only 21,600.
所以这人数就很少了。
So there are very few of them.
我希望不是少一个零哈。
So I hope it's not missing a zero.
我希望不要冤枉他们。
I don't want to misunderstand them.
那么然后呢，最多的还是美国，所以我想这个印象有印象就可以了。
So I want you to have an impression.
如果你今天到哪里去？如果你今天到苏联去的话
，If you go to Russia today,
苏联主要是更正教，就是
so the
希腊正教。
In Russia, mostly it's the Greek Orthodox.
那如果有所谓的更正教徒的话
，So if you have these Protestants.
多半都是浸信会。
Most of them are Baptists.
所以这个是很特别的现象。
So this is very special.
这个在苏联特别如此。
Russia is especially.
那么讲到路德会的时候。
So when you speak of the Lutherans.
当然他们最要紧的地方就是欧洲，一共有3,600万。
Most important is in Europe, they have 36 million.
但你做梦也不会想到在非洲有1,300万。
You would never imagine there's 13 million in Africa.
这是路德会。
The Lutherans.
那我刚才讲过，这个寻道会呢，一共是1,100万。
So among the Methodists, there are 11 million worldwide.
但有800万就在美国。
But 8 million in the United States.
所以就做整个的寻道会来说，或者说威理公会来说，他们主要的力量是在美国。
So the Methodists mostly are in the United States.
然后呢，这个长老会就分得很广很广。
So then the Presbyterian Church is spread throughout.
美国。
United States,
英国
England,
威尔斯
Wales,
苏格兰
Scotland,
爱尔兰
Ireland,
还有法国
and France.
法国这个跟历史有关系
and it has to do with history.
然后呢接下来的就是罗马天主教
and the next is the Roman Catholic.
那罗马天主教主要的大本营是在意大利
Roman Catholic's the main headquarters in Italy,
意大利西班牙
Spain,
法国
In France,
还有整个南美洲
and nearly all Latin American countries.
那么包括菲律宾啊，什么都在里面
includes Philippines and others.
所以这个大概我们可以说是今天整个世界目前基础中间的情形
So this is the condition amongst all the Christians worldwide.
那现在我们要问说
So we want to ask this.
怎么我们分开的？我们到底是怎么分开的
？How were we divided?
我们在历史上我们能学一个什么样的教训
？In history, what kind of lessons can we learn?
所以我想我们就用三堂的时间。
So we like to use 3 sessions.
今天晚上、明天下午、
tomorrow afternoon、
明天晚上、
tomorrow evening.
我想我们大概的从教会历史里面，我们知道这些宗派的来源。
So we want to look through history and understand the background of this.
然后有了这个背景以后，有了这个了解以后，
so once we have this understanding,
我想我们就从主的话语里面就能够得着教训。
Then from the word of the Lord, we can receive lessons.
我们到底在目前这样纷乱的局面底下，
in this condition of division,
我们既然不能负责 这些所有过去的分类，
if we cannot be responsible for all the divisions,
但是我们能不能让这个身体继续恶化下去？
So can we allow this body to continue to worsen?
我们要问一个问题， 我们的责任到底在哪？
We want to ask the question, what is our responsibility?
当教会四分五裂的时候，
when the church is divided,
那我们今天在主面前要负一个什么样的责任？
So what kind of responsibility ought we to have before the Lord?
因为它是历史，
because it's history.
路德会是400年前的，
so the church of the Lutheran church has a 400 years. The Methodists have a history of 200 years. So as we see the church of Christ being divided,
我们生得太晚了，
so we were born too late. So we were born in a house divided. We cannot take up this responsibility. This is what our ancestors have done. This is what our Christian ancestors have done. When they leave a house divided for us,
那现在我们要问一问，
we want to ask a question.
我们仍旧是基督身上的肢体，
we are still the members of the body of Christ.
当你看见基督身体四分五裂的时候，
when you see the body of Christ being divided,
那么到底今天我们应该怎样走路呢？
So how should we walk the way ahead?
所以我觉得这样的追求对我们是很有帮助。
So I think this kind of a study is very important.
我们要在这个境界怎么来讨主的喜？
How are we to please the Lord under such circumstances?
所以我们当然要从历史讲起。
So we have to start from history.
但是呢，我们要限定我们的范围。
But we want to restrict our scope.
如果我们讲2000年的历史的话，根本来不及。
If we speak of the history for 2,000 years, we don't have time.
所以我们一面讲，我们因为还讲得很快，所以我们只能够限定我们的时间。
So we have to limit the scope of our discussion.
所以我想我们要从马丁路德开始。
So we have to start from Martin Luther.
那马丁路德怎么带着神的儿女回到耶路撒冷这一场？
How did Martin Luther bring the children of God back to Jerusalem?
那刚开始的时候，
in the beginning,
我想我们都知道马丁路德的故事。
We know the story of Martin Luther.
马丁路德本来是一个， 当他改革的时候，他根本就是个修士。
So when he started the reform, he was a monk.
他是典型的天主教徒。
He was a typical Roman Catholic.
他真的从心里觉得应该要拜玛利亚。
So from his heart, he felt that he needed to worship Mary.
他也真的从心里知道说那些圣徒的骨头啊，什么这些东西都应该膜拜他们。
So he felt from his heart also that he needed to touch the bones of those dead things.
他也知道每个礼拜一定要做弥撒。
He felt that every week he needed to attend Mass.
那么弥撒当祭司们 在那儿祝福饼和杯的时候，
so as the priests were there breaking the bread,
那事实上他们在那里行一个神迹。
So there they were performing a miracle.
什么神迹呢？
What was that miracle?
当他们把饼和杯就好像祭物献上的时候，
so as they were offering the bread and the cup just like a sacrifice,
结果就在那个时候，
at that time,
那个饼就变成基督的身体了。
So that bread became the body of Christ.
而且那个杯呢，里面的葡萄汁、葡萄酒呢，就变成基督的血了。
So the wine in the cup became the blood of Christ.
所以这告诉我们什么？每一次弥撒的时候，每次怎么样？每次神迹就发生了。
So every time during Mass, then the miracle would happen.
所以他们觉得主的同在就在他们中间。
So they felt the presence of God was in them.
他们觉得这个真是他的身体，这真是他的血。
They felt this is his body, this is his blood.
所以他们怕年轻人，怕大家不小心就把那个血溅在地上。
So they're afraid that the young people would spill the blood of Christ on the floor.
或者其他的你不小心的人，所以他们决定说有一段很长的时间他们不可以喝杯的。
So for a long time, they didn't allow anybody to take the cup.
所以呢，等那个天主教的神父就替大家喝那个杯。
So the priest would drink that cup for everyone.
那么然后呢，就把饼弄成个摇，小小圆圆的。
So then they turned the bread into a small wafer.
所以你领受 饼的时候，神父就把那个饼就放在你的舌头里面。
So when you're going to take the bread, then they will take that wafer and put it in your mouth.
这样基督的身体就不会掉到地上来。
So then the body of Christ won't fall on the ground.
所以不要忘记了，我们以为说有的人糊涂，但是连马丁路德也是这么糊涂。
We thought that some are confused, but Martin Luther was confused himself.
那么他也相信可以赎罪券能够解决一些问题。
He believed in buying
indulgence. 那因为根据天主教的思想。
According to Catholics,
那个怎么想呢?
So what do they think?
就是他们认为是好人上天堂。
They feel that good people go to heaven.
坏人下地狱。
Bad people go to hell.
那不好不坏的人去哪里呢?
So if you're not so good, not so bad, where do you go?
有一个地方叫做炼狱。
There's a place called purgatory.
所以经过炼净以后呢，他就可以上天堂了。
So after spending some time in purgatory, he can go to heaven.
所以有一个思想叫做炼狱。
So there is a thought of a purgatory.
这圣经没有的。
This is not mentioned in the Bible.
但是对于天主教来讲非常重要。
But for Catholics it's important.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们觉得不光是擘饼是圣礼。
But they felt that not just the breaking of bread is a sacrament.
而且连那个受浸也是圣礼。
They feel that baptism is also a sacrament.
那么天主教认为有七个圣礼。
They feel that there are seven sacraments.
借着这七个圣礼，神就把恩典给了我们。
So through these seven sacraments, then God gives us grace.
那么什么时候你受浸，你就进到教会里面来了。
So when you're baptized, you enter the church.
所以离开了教会就没有救恩。
So if you leave the church, there is no salvation.
因为如果没有人替你受浸，你就不会得救的。
So if no one gives baptizes you, you will not be saved.
所以现在很清楚的。
So it's very clear.
什么时候神父、祭司一罢工，人就不能得救了。
So whenever the priest they go into a strike, no one will be saved.
那么这个是一个圣礼。
So this is one sacrament.
还有放弥撒就是擘饼，也是另外一个圣礼。
So mass or breaking of bread is another sacrament.
他们觉得你每次来望弥撒的时候，哎，你就感觉到主的同在。
So they feel when you come to mass.You'll feel the presence of God.
因为就在擘饼的，就在祝福的时候，饼就变成身体，然后里面的酒就变成了血。
Because when the bread and cup are blessed, then the body becomes the body of Christ,
那还有一个,
and the cup becomes the blood of Christ.
还有一个就是要告解 confession.
And then the other one was confession.
这告解是和一个哪个圣礼有关系呢？和那个。
So confession has to do with penitence.
意思就是说你要懊悔你自己。
So you have to repent.
那怎么懊悔自己呢?
How do you repent?
你要向神父告解，向他认罪。
So you have to confess your sins to the Father.
所以呢，神父在一个房间里面。
So you confess your sins to the priest.
你对着他讲话。
You speak to him.
你把你心里所有的故事都告诉神父。
You tell him all your stories to the priest.
然后呢，这个神父就可以为你祷告。
And this priest can pray for you.
那他那么这个罪。怎么得赦免呢?
How can your sins be forgiven?
你今天要认罪的话,
so today if you're going to confess your sin,
你要去告解就可以, 然后他可以赦免你的罪。
You just have to go to confession and he'll forgive you.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为教皇已经把一些东西分给这些人了。
So because the Pope has already given many things to these people,
所以他们有权柄可以赦免罪。
So they have the right, they have the authority to forgive sin.
那根据什么来赦免这个罪呢?
But according to what did they forgive?
他们认为说这个天上啊有一个很大的银行，好像银行一样，仓宝库一样。
So they believe that there's a big this bank in the, in the, in the, in the sky.
因为主耶稣呢，一个 bank of merit。
Bank of merit.
那么因为主耶稣为我们钉十字架，所以他的功劳最大。
So because our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, his merits was the greatest.
所以他的 merit 就放在这个。就放在那个宝库里面。
So his merits are placed in this bank of merits.
但是不止他们。
But not only that.
那些为主寻道的。
Those who are martyred for the Lord.
他们有很多的功德。
They also have many merits.
所以也存在那里。
It's also stored there.
所以呢，教皇呢，他是专门管这个宝库的。
So the Pope controls this bank.
那因为那里面有好多的功德。
Now because there are many merits there.
所以如果教皇把这功德分给你一点，分给你一点，分给你一点。
So if the Pope gives you a little bit, you a little bit, you a little bit,
你的罪就通通得到赦免。
So then your sins are forgiven.
这就是马丁路德的问题啊。
So this is the problem with Martin Luther.
教皇为什么要卖赎罪券呢？
Why do we, does the Pope have to sell indulgences? Because he has to build St. Peter's Cathedral. So he needed money.
但是马丁路德认为说，如果教皇真的爱大家的话，
So if the Pope really loves everybody,
他可以不盖圣彼得堂。
He doesn't have to build St. Peter's Cathedral.
那个宝库里面的功德已经可以叫整个炼狱里面通通救出来。
So that bank of merits should save everybody from purgatory.
因为那个足够了。
That should be enough.
这就是他们的观念。
So this is their concept.
所以因为这个缘故， 现在那些代表赦免的人最大的是教皇。
So those who are representative of those that can forgive is the Pope is the biggest.
所有的神父当他们听别人认罪的时候，然后呢就也听他们，然后呢就这同样的赦免他们。
All these other priests can also forgive them.
我不能随便赦免的。
You cannot forgive anybody.
你要做一点什么事。
You have to do something.
那你每天要念玫瑰经。
So you have to read the rosary.
你要做好几件事情。
You have to do a few other things.
那这样呢你就积一些功德了。
Then you accumulate some merit.
那这样有的罪你就赦免了。
Then some sins are forgiven.
那比方说有一次，那么为了要很多需要很多教皇需要很多钱来盖圣彼得堂。
Now, because the Pope needed money to build St. Peter's Cathedral, so if you can travel to Rome once, if you come for a pilgrimage to Rome, so how many of your sins can be forgiven? So they could count at that point.
你要做多少税，你要做多少好事情，你就能够。 就能够赦免许多多少的罪。
So how many good works can you do, then you can have your sins forgiven?
所以明白吗？
So you understand?
当许多人看见自己的家人在炼狱里面。
So when people saw that their home family is in purgatory,
所以他们愿意做许多的好事，希望能够叫这个，希望能够从那个什么，从家人可以从炼狱里面出来。
So they want to do many good things so that they could come out of purgatory.
所以现在有各种各样的方法能够叫。 叫来这个来赎你的罪。
So there are many methods so that you can have your sins forgiven.
所以慢慢开始有一个做法。
So there was one method.
就是买赎罪券就可以。
So now you just have to sell indulgences.
你只要肯付多少钱。
You just pay a certain amount of money.
你的钱叮当一进到盒子里面去。
As the money dropped into the box.
他说你的家人就从离炼狱里面就跳出来。
So then your family members leave purgatory.
那你知道马丁路德也听那些人讲啊。So
Martin Luther also listened to them.
那些很会讲啊。They
really knew how to speak.
他先讲你的父母，你的什么人在炼狱里面受多少的痛苦。So
they first say, "Oh, your parents and your such and such, they suffer in purgatory."
那现在这里有个盒子。Now
there's a box.
你只要把钱放进就可以了。
Just put the money in.
许多的罪就得到赦免了。
Many sins will be forgiven.
那么他还给你一个赎罪券，给你一个像证据一样，给你证件一样。
So they actually give you a little receipt.
可以，你签个字，你的名字在上面。
You can sign on it.
那么因为你付了多少钱，
Now because you paid X amount.
所以呢，你现在就可以有多少罪得到赦免。
So now how many of your sins are forgiven?
所以你知道有一般的人呢，他忽然间想起来。
So there's a group of people they just remembered.
这是发财很好的办法呀。
This is a great way to make a lot of money.
哪里有卖赎罪券那个盒子，哪里里面钱一定很多。So
wherever there is the place that sells indulgences, there should be a lot of money.
所以他们老早把赎罪券买好了。
So they bought all the indulgences.
所以然后去抢那个盒子。
So then they stole that box.
后来被抓到的时候呢，
After they were caught,
他把赎罪券拿出来了。
So they took out the indulgences.
他们的罪就得到赦免。
Then their sins are forgiven.
那这是真实的故事。
This is a true story.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们说那个时候教会的情形是这样，那样，那样，那这样。
So in the constitution of the church was this way.
而且你看那个时候的教皇啊，
So at that time the Pope,
根本他醉心于文艺复兴许多的艺术。
So he wanted to restore a lot of the Renaissance or the arts. If you go to Rome today,
尤其你看那个博物馆，教皇的博物馆里面的真是很多珍藏，很多文艺作品。
So if you go to the museum of the popes, you see there's many artistic works of art.
很多根本是希腊的。
And many of them are belong to the Greeks. Belong to the Romans.
那都是希腊神话里面的东西。
And it's all in the Greek mythology. Nothing to do with the gospel.
而且里面有许多很污秽的思想。
And there are many polluted thoughts.
那么结果呢，教皇整个的他根本是奉艺术的名，他就收藏这个收藏那个。
So then, in the name of art, he collected all of those.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
就在开除马丁路德的那个教皇，他根本就是不管属灵的事的。
So the pope that excommunicated Martin Luther, he did not care about spiritual things.
不止教皇如此，
not just the pope was this way.
那所有的主教根本都不读圣经。
All of the bishops did not study the Bible.
你知道吗？有一个主教怎么说呢？
So what did one of the cardinals say? A German cardinal said, so he said, thank the Lord. I never read the epistles of Paul. So if I study the epistles of Paul, I become like Martin Luther. So many people, they got the degree in Bible, but they never studied. So the Bible was actually in chains. So brothers and sisters, so this was really the dark age. The dark age is not just because they sinned, but because they didn't know the will of God. When they, the Bible was in chains, so you didn't know that purgatory was wrong. You didn't know that selling indulgences was wrong. So I want to let brothers and sisters know. Martin Luther was a true Catholic. He felt the church was right. The sell indulgences was right. You understand that? In principle, it's not wrong. Pilgrimage was right. So many things let him be disappointed. But he felt that the Pope couldn't be wrong. He was on earth representing Christ. So you have to know the background. So when Martin Luther started the reform, he never wanted to leave Roman Catholic Church. So to leave the church, you will lose your salvation.
教皇一开除你,
so when the Pope they excommunicated you,
不知道有多少个咒诅要临到你身上,
you don't know how many curses would come upon you.
你根本就不要活了,
then you don't have to live.
所以你想想看,
so think about it.
在那个时候整个的欧洲有一半的土地都是教会的,
in all of Europe at that time, half of the territory belongs to the church.
非常的富有, 非常的腐败,
very rich, very corrupt.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
这个通通是发生在教会的身上,
all of this happened in the church.
你明白吗?
You understand? So
under
such circumstances, so your eyes would not be open. So Martin Luther was one of the Lord. He was also a professor. But isn't it amazing? He was also a priest.
He was
also blessing the mass.
所以我们知道说，在他的观念里面，他从来没有意思说有一天要离开罗马教会。So
in his mind, he never thought he would leave the Roman Catholic Church.
这个就像保罗一样。This
is just like Paul.
保罗从来没有想到有一天。
Paul never imagined
在大马色路上能遇见我们,
on the way to Damascus he would meet our Lord.
他是个典型的实实足足的犹太人,
he was a typical Jew.
他为着犹太教大发热心,
so he was zealous for Judaism.
他是希伯来人的希伯来,
he was Hebrews of Hebrews.
他觉得跟随主耶稣的都是骗子,
he felt that those who followed the Lord Jesus were in deceit.
他觉得应该要铲除所有这些跟随主耶稣的人,
he felt that he needed to get rid of all of those who belonged to the Lord Jesus.
他良心一点也没有不平安,
his conscience never bothered
为什么?
Him. Why?
因为他是个实实足足犹太教的人,
because he's a completely typical Jew.
他知道说就着律法的意义来说,
so according to the law, he was blameless.
你想想看,
think about it.
他哪里需要救恩?
Where does he need salvation?
你看见说他完全能够照着律法所要求的来做，来完成。
He could do it things completely according to the law.
弟兄姊妹，你不会想到像这样的人会得救的。
You would never imagine that such a person would be saved. You would never imagine that this person, these people's eyes would be opened.
他往大马的路上,
on his way to Damascus,
他根本是要去侍奉神,
he wanted there to go serve God.
结果你没有想到,
he never imagined
神得着他,
then God gained him.
同样的,
the same way,
神不只得着保罗,
the Lord not only gained Paul,
神也得着马丁路德,
the Lord also gained Martin Luther.
神得着马丁路德的时候,
so when the Lord gained Martin Luther,
马丁路德没有一个雄心说我要改革整个的教会,
Martin Luther never imagined that he wanted to reform the whole church.
他常常说我只是个可怜的修士而已,
he always said that I am just a poor wretched priest.
我怎么能站在皇帝的面前?
How can I stand before the king?
我怎么能站在教皇的面前?
How can I stand before the Pope?
你看见吗?
So when he was truly before the king,
在整个的审问他的这个房间里面，东东是金光闪闪那个大大大有名的人物。
So all of those who questioned him were important people.
你不能说马丁路德不害怕。
You cannot say that Martin Luther was not afraid. 这是为什么马丁路德要求说再给我一天。 So that's what Martin Luther said, "Give me one more day."
为什么？
Why?
弟兄姊妹，只有他回到主面前。
When he returned to the Lord,
只有主站在他这一边。
When the Lord stood in him,
他才能面对整个的世界。
Then he could face the whole world.
整个的阴府的门通通打开。
So all the gates of Hades were open.
马丁路德认为那一次他已经死定了。So
at that time he felt that he was dead.
他知道这一次一定就完了。
He felt it was over.
所以当他去审问的时候,
so when he was they had the inquisition,
到处都是人夹道来支持他。
Many people came to support him.
因为他们知道他是寻道者。
Because they know that he came to be martyred.
没有人想说他们会再出来的。
No one would imagine he would come back out.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们要知道,
we have to know.
当马丁路德被主兴起来做改革工作的时候,
so when Martin Luther was raised by the Lord to start the work of reform,
他所想到的只是自己蒙恩得救而已。
All he thought was that he wanted to be saved.
他只问说我要不要上天堂。
He was asking, should I go to heaven?
他没有想到, 基督身体上是怎样分门别类的。
He never thought about the body of Christ being divided.
他没有想到这个身体已经不是基督的身体。
He didn't know that already this body was no longer the body of Christ.
有人已经取代了教父基督的位置。
Somebody already took the place of Christ.
那个坐在教皇宝座上的已经变成教会的头了。
So the one who was on the throne of the Pope was the head of the church.
而且他是永远不会错的。
And he is never wrong.
这个不是基督的身体。
This is not the body of Christ.
这因为头换了。
Because the head had changed, the body also changed.
那弟兄姊妹, 马丁路德还搞不清楚。
Martin Luther wasn't clear.
马丁路德还是迷在里面。
He was still confused.
他是 obsessed. 他是实实足足的天主教迷。
He was a obsessed Catholic.
所以我们知道说你不可能叫他转弯，他想也没想到。So
he couldn't turn either way.
不过他的确，他小的时候。
But truly, when he was young,
他因为父亲管他很严,
because his father was strict,
所以在他的感觉里面,
so in his own feeling, he felt that God was his father.
一天到晚神拿着榔头要敲他的脑袋,
so God with a hammer was going to hammer him on the head every day. He always lived under the wrath of God. So one day he had a good friend.
那走在路上的时候就被雷劈死。
So on his way, he was walking along the way and he was struck by lightning.
那么有一次呢，他从家里回到他的学校。
So as he was returning to school one day,
也在马，也在这个田里面，忽然间雷雨大作。
So he was in the field and there was a great lightning storm.
刚好一个雷就落在他的旁边。
And there was a lightning that struck right next to him.
所以他紧张不，他想他跟那个朋友一样的。
So he was so nervous, he felt he was like
a friend. He
would be over.
所以他就大声喊叫。
So he cried out.
因为他的爸爸是个矿工嘛。
Because his father was a one who worked in the mine field.
所有的矿工有一个 patron saint, 有一个保护圣徒。
So every miner had a patron saint.
这个叫做安娜。
Saint Anna.
Saint Anna
是谁呢?
Who's Saint Anna?
According to their traditions, Saint Anna is the Lord Jesus' grandmother. So she became the patron saint for all of the miners.
所以他在这个最教经他说, Saint Anna, 救救我。
So at this point, he cried out, Saint Anna, save me.
他说我意思如果我得救的话,
if I'm saved, I want to be willing to go to the monastery.
这是vow, 这是愿,
this is his vow.
他许了愿以后, 那么那个时候很紧张啊, 他就这么祷告,
so he had a vow at that point and then he made this prayer.
结果第二天他就后悔了,
so the next day he regretted it.
然后旁边的朋友告诉他, 你不要做傻瓜了,
his friend said, don't be stupid.
但是呢, 他不行, 他觉得他应该, 应该要守他的约,
so he felt that he should keep his vow.
所以呢, 他就请了他的朋友们,
so he asked all his friends.
因为他很喜欢音乐,
he likes music.
所以他们就在那里, 然后呢就一直到了半夜, 他们都在那唱歌, 在那里作乐,
so they were singing, enjoying themselves until midnight.
那等到快12点的时候,
right before midnight,
他就告诉他的朋友们说,
he told his friends,
我要进到修道院去,
I'm going to the monastery.
那当然大家都很不舍了,
everybody was very sad.
就12点多以前,
right before midnight,
他就敲那个修道院的门,
so he knocked on the door of the monastery.
那个小门到现在还在,
that little door is still there.
那个小门呢,到现在还在, 就,然后他就敲那个门, 然后门就打开了,
so he knocked on that door and that door was open.
然后门又关起来,
and the door was closed.
那从此以后马丁路德就把世界远远丢在那,
so from that point on, he left the world behind him.
那为什么他要离开, 为什么他要离开这个世界呢?
Why was he going to leave this world?
因为他希望要更圣洁,
because he wanted to be holy.
他希望在修道院苦修的时候能够讨主的欢心,
so he wants to be in the monastery, he could please the Lord.
所以他宁愿守住他的愿,
so he'd rather keep his
vow.
His father was very angry.
他爸爸要他做律师, 他结果做了修士,
so his father wanted him to be a lawyer, but then he became a monk. So he entered into the monastery. Every morning he didn't sleep.
2点钟就要起来了,
he had to wake up at 2 o'clock.
然后他们要做许许多多的事,
they had to do many things.
他苦待他自己,
he ill-treated himself.
他苦待自己到一个地步, 他的骨瘦到一个地步, 他不吃要不喝, 这个剩得像骨头一样,
so he ill-treated himself, so he became so thin.
有一次他的同事, 他的colleague 怎么讲,
his colleagues mentioned,
他那时候刚好为主真理,
so he was there speaking for the truth, debating for the truth. So there's a city called
Lesbic. 然后在那里辩论的时候呢,
as he was debating, he was standing there.
那么那个朋友怎么说呢?
So what did his friend tell him?
他在站起来的时候,
when he stood up, he was so thin.
他瘦到一个地步,
so he was so thin, you could see his bones.
所以你就知道说他是怎样的苦待他自己,
so you know how he ill-treated himself.
他觉得我只有这样苦待我自己, 然后呢,
he felt that this is the only way that if I ill-treat myself,
是,
I can be saved.
所以后来他就做见证说,
so then he had this testimony.
如果有一个人根据苦修可以完全的话,
if somebody can through ill-treatment can be saved,
他说我老早应该毕业,
I should have graduated already.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
你明白吗?
You see that?
他以为说进到修道院, 然后就能够获得神的欢喜,
he thought that going to the monastery he would please the Lord.
他觉得把世界丢在背后,
he felt that he could leave the world behind us.
他忘记他进入一个更可怕的世界,
he forgot he entered into even more terrible world.
明白吗?
You understand?
结果神要再呼召他从那个世界里面出来,
so the Lord wanted him to come out from that world.
这是完全主自己做的,
this is what the Lord himself did.
他绝对没有想到,
he never imagined,
他自己告诉我们说,
he told us,
他觉得这一次进去是一辈子定,
he felt that he went there and he would never come out.
他一辈子是单身的,
so his whole life he was single,
一辈子就要贫穷地跟从主,
and he was poor and he followed the Lord.
你知道他是属于哪一个 order, 属于哪一派的呢?
So what kind of order did he belong to?
圣奥古斯丁派的,
he's the Saint Augustine order.
这一派要求自己很严格,
so they required much for themselves.
那么他们只能住在 cell 里面小小的什么板凳啊, 住在里面,
so they could only live in a little cell.
然后就睡在旁边,
so they just slept next to
我,
it.
我说过只有几小时,
just a few hours.
2点钟的时候就要起来了,
2 o'clock they have to wake up.
要去游行,
they had to march. 要读圣经, read the Bible,
要做这个, 要做那个,
do this, do that.
所以要做一个真正的天主教,
so they want to be a true Catholic.
要做真正的好的修士,
it could be a good monk.
马丁路德什么都做了,
Martin Luther did everything.
他好像一样都不缺的,
as if he didn't miss anything.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
你看见吗?
You see that?
他要的是得救。
He wanted to be saved.
他问说我怎么样能站在神面前?
He was asking, how can I stand before God?
就是我怎么样能够因信称义呢?
How can I be justified by faith?
他去过罗马,
he was been to Rome.
他也爬过那个梯子,
he also climbed the stairs.
一半忽然有声音说, 义人比因信得生。
And then all of a sudden he heard a voice that the just shall be...
但是他还是回来了。
So they have to be justified by faith. So after the Holy Spirit spoke to the righteous to be justified by faith, he was still that monk. So he still woke up at 2 o'clock. He still ill-treated himself. So he still had no peace.
所以就在那个时候, 他怎么, 结果很好, 感谢主, 有一个这个整个修道院那个负责人,
So thank the Lord that the person responsible for the monastery, so that person, he was a mystic.
但应该我要告诉大家, 他是谁?
So I'll tell you later who he is. So that's why Martin Luther was helped by the mystics.
这个弟兄啊,
so this brother knew that we are justified by faith. So he kept on telling him, so if you stand before God by grace and not because he did something,
所以你明白吗? 那个这个谁把这个道理告诉他的呢?
Who told him this?
是他这个上司把这个道路告诉他的。
So this person responsible in the monastery told him.
有一天他对马丁路德说很重的话,
one day he spoke a strong word to Martin Luther.
他说你老以为神生你的气。
So you always think that God is angry at you.
其实不是,
but it's not.
是你生神的气,
it's you're angry at God.
他的眼睛开启,
so his eyes opened up.
但那个时候他还是陷在自己里面,
but he was still buried in himself.
你知道这样的人呢,
so this such a person always closes himself. He closes out the world outside. So it's him and the Lord.
所以他越这样做,
the more he does this, the more he introspects. The more he introspects, he examines himself. So I haven't dealt with this. That's it.
我也不完全,
this is not perfect. That's not perfect. So I do this thing, I am under the just hand of God. That thing, I'm also under the hand of God.
我做也对,不做也错,不做是错,不做也错.
To do is wrong, not to do is wrong.
我动也错,不动也错.
I move is wrong, not to move is wrong. So this person, when they examine themselves, he looks inside. This way. He never thought about reform at this point. He never thought to leave the Catholic Church.
如果这样的话,
if it's this,
根本就没有路德会,
then there's no Lutheran Church.
根本就没有今天教会, 今天这种情,
there will be no situation in the church. Even until today, they probably still in darkness.
所以改革, 马丁路德改革以后,
so after the Reformation,
就开始了现代的世界, modern world.
It started the modern world.
整个的现代的世界从哪里开始的呢?
When did the modern world start?
从马丁路德开始,
from Martin Luther.
他没有意思要做这个事,
he didn't want to do this.
神用他,
but the Lord was
going to do,
but the Lord was going to bring him in the dawn through him.
当全世界最黑暗的时候,
as the world was some
darkness,
it was Martin Luther who brought the light to the world.
但是不要忘记,
but brothers and sisters, don't forget, he was still in darkness.
他也忘弥撒,
he still participated in the mass. He bought indulgences.
还是朝圣, 做了许多,
he also did pilgrimages. He did everything else for everybody else. Such as a monk,
他不结婚,
he didn't marry.
那么他做所有教会说你该做的事,
he did all the things that people said you should do.
如果有一个人忠于教会的话, 那一定是马丁路德。
So if there's someone that's faithful to the church, is Martin Luther.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看这个人有可能改变吗?
Can this person change?
这个人有可能改变全世界吗?
Can he change the whole world?
弟兄姊妹, 你没有想到,
you never imagined.
起初他只想到他自己的救恩。
In the beginning, he only thought of his own salvation.
结果神又为他预备了一个人。
Then the Lord prepared a person for him.
那可以说是他的老师。
And that's his teacher.
的确是启蒙的老师。
It's a good teacher.
就是我刚才所说的那个整个修道院里面的主持的。
It's the person responsible for the monastery.
那么结果他就帮助他。
So he helped them.
后来他知道他落在那，他知道这个人神要用他。
So he knew that this person was someone the Lord would use.
所以为着能帮助他。
So in order to help him.
所以就把他调离开那个地方。
He removed him from the monastery.
你做修士，你不肯离开修道院。
So if you're a monk, you cannot leave the monastery.
你一辈子都在那个修道院。
You're going to be there all your life.
你可以调到另外一个城区。
You can move to another city.
所以那时候刚好呢，德国有个王子。
So at that time, there was a prince in Germany.
他花了一些钱，就在一个地方叫威丁堡，在那里盖了一个大学。
He spent some money in this one of the cities and built a university.
那么刚好呢，他们需要一些教授。
So this place that he needed a professor.
所以在那些修士里面呢，有一些很有学问的人。
So amongst the monks, there were some that were scholars.
所以这个时候呢，我们晓得这个主持，就是刚才所的这位弟兄呢，就建议他说，你告诉他你要多读圣经。
So at this time, this brother suggested to him, you have to study the Bible more.
其实在大学图书馆里面找到一本全本的圣经。
So here in the university, he already found a whole Bible.
那么这个弟兄懂得怎么帮助。
Now this brother knew how to help him.
当一个人一直往里面去看，if
someone continues to just look at himself,
需要主的话把他从他里面拯救出来。
He needs the word of the Lord to bring him out of himself.
他不可能借着省察自己能够在神面前称义，不可能。
He cannot through self-examination become justified.
是他需要把 他整个的心思不是放在自己身上，需要把它放在神的话语上。
So he has to transform his thoughts from focusing on himself into focusing on the word.
那他的老师
，Thank the Lord, his teacher
的确帮助了他。
His teacher helped him greatly.
他知道这个人如果要被主真的得主的话
，He knew that if this person was to be gained by the Lord,
他一定不能往一直往他里面看，一直要回到神的话语。
He cannot just continue to introspect, but has to return to the word.
所以慢慢他就开始读圣经。
Slowly he started to read the Bible.
然后慢慢的，他就把他调到威丁堡大学里面去做教授。
So he brought him to Wittenberg University to become a professor.
做什么教授呢?
To become what?
圣经教授。
To become a Bible teacher.
不要忘记了，像这样的教授在德国那时候没有几个，根本没有的。
There are very few professors like him at the time.
现在他们普通的上的课都是什么哲学课啊，什么其他的课。
So they took a lot of classes on philosophy and many other things.
那么很多的什么理论的什么这些。
So many different truths.
但是马丁路德呢，我们知道那个时候环境让他就是花很多的时间在那读出自己的话。
But Martin Luther spent a lot of time studying the Word of God.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
起头他是读诗篇。
In the beginning he studied Psalms.
然后读罗马书,
and then Book of Romans.
然后呢,读加拉太书,
and then Galatians.
就在他教圣经的时候,
when he was teaching the Bible,
他能预备功课了,
when he was preparing the lesson,
他现在就能够好好的把主的话好好的读过,
so he could read the Word of God carefully.
他仍旧住在修道院里,
he still lives in the monastery.
那个修道院有个塔, 那个时候,
there was a tower in the monastery.
结果他在塔里面呢,就预备,讲,预备他罗马书的讲义。
So in the tower, he was preparing his lessons from Romans.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
那句话又回来了,
the word returned.
你记得那次他不是爬那个梯子的时候,义人必因信得生。
When he was climbing the stairs at that time, he heard the voice, the righteous shall be justified by faith.
你看见这是罗马书第一章里面的话?
This is the word of Romans 1.
所以他好好地把它读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读,好好地读 时候
at that time,
那么他没有想到主借着罗马书来回答他所有的问题
he didn't imagine that the Lord used the book of Romans to answer all his questions
他本来没有平安
before he had no peace
他没有喜乐
he had no joy
他没有重生
he had not been born again but thank the Lord
有一个经历来了
there was an experience
就在那个塔里面他读了圣经
and that's how he studied the word
主给他看见
the Lord allowed him to see
他一信他成义
he was justified by faith.
他在神面前好像一点的罪也没有
in the eyes of God as if he had no sin
不是因为他没有罪
not that he had no sin
乃是因为我们的主为他 死为他钉十字架。
But because the Lord Jesus died for him on the cross.
因着主耶稣的血。
Because of his blood.
现在主悦纳我们的主。
Now the Lord has accepted him.
所以马丁路德可以站在神面前。
So Martin Luther could stand before God.
好像从来没有犯过罪。
As if he never sinned.
他得这个地位。
So he received the position.
乃是称义的地位。
Is the position of justification.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
他是罪人。
He's a sinner.
但是现在好像义人一样。
But now he was like a righteous man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个时候主开他的眼睛。
At this point, the Lord opened his eyes.
他称那个经历叫做 Tower Experience, 叫做塔高塔的经历。
Call that experience the Tower Experience.
用我们今天的眼光来说。
To use our words today.
那一天主的话摸着了他。
That day, the word of the Lord.
那一天主的话感动了他。
That time, the word of the Lord.
改变了。保罗的意思，改变了马丁路德的意思。
Changed the whole life of Martin Luther.
他终于蒙恩得救。
Finally was saved.
他终于重生了。
He finally was born again.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在你看那个老师是对的。
Now you saw the teacher was right.
现在给他看见说，他所以能够发现这个真理。
So he could discover this truth.
没有人，从来没人发现过。
No one ever discovered this.
自从奥古斯都以圣圣 Augustine 以后。
So、ever since Saint Augustine.
你从来没有一个人重新发现这个真理的。
No one had.Discovered again this truth.
没有，因为整个罗马教会给你看见真理是另外一面。
No, because the Roman Catholic Church showed you something different.
告诉你要行善。
Tell you have to do good.
要买赎罪券。
To buy indulgences.
但是弟兄姊妹，现在主给他看得很清楚。
The Lord showed him clearly.
他发现了因信称义的真理。
He discovered the truth of the justification by faith.
别忘记。
Don't forget.
他怎么叫这真理呢？
How did he know this truth?
因为这真理是放在一个很稳固的根基上。
Because this truth is established on a very firm foundation.
这根基是什么呢？
What is this foundation?
根基就是圣经。
The foundation is the Bible.
明白吗？他发现了圣经。
He discovered the Bible.
而且他发现全本的圣经。
He discovered the whole Bible.
他决定用圣经来解释圣经。
He wanted to use the Bible to interpret the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers
and sisters,
thank the Lord.
从前在天主教里面。
He used to be there in the Catholic Church.
在罗马教的时候。
In the Roman Catholic Church.
许多的解经都是灵然解经。
Many interpretations are spiritualized.
比方说，不是有驴驹吗？
But,
主耶稣牵了驴驹
来。Oh, didn't the Lord have come upon a colt?
有两只驴驹。
There are two colts.
那么 Saint Augustine 怎么来解经呢？
How did Saint Augustine interpret it?
他说一个驴驹代表新约，一个驴驹代表旧约。
One colt represented the New Testament, one the Old Testament.
这是 Augustine 讲的。
So this is what Saint Augustine said.
圣经没有这样讲。
The Bible never said that.
你看见没？这是 Augustine 在解释圣经。
This is how Saint Augustine interpreted.
然后大家都知道哦，那个两个驴驹，一个是旧约，一个是新约。
So one was the Old Testament, one was the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫灵异解经。
This is to spiritualize.
灵异解经不小心变成随意解经。
So spiritualize, if you're not careful, becomes your own interpretation.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？马丁路德认为这个不行，你这个怎么能发现真理呢
？So Martin Luther felt he couldn't do it this way.
两这么多一千年来，教会在黑暗里面，为什么就是不明白圣经
？So why was the church in darkness? Because they didn't understand the Bible.
现在马丁路德发现可以明白圣经。
So now Martin Luther said you can understand the Bible.
从前以为是只有教皇可以解释圣经。
Before you thought only the Pope could understand.
教会可以解释圣经。
Only the church could interpret the Bible.
马丁路德肯定不是。
Now Paul Martin Luther said no.
According to interpretation of the Pope,
according to interpretation of the Church, our eyes are blind.
We
will never have a hope of being saved. You have to be saved, you have to buy indulgences.
You have
to do many good things.
You
have to read the rosary. You have to participate in a mass. But it's different. Completely different. So what condition did he encounter?
就是说他现在找到了根基了。
Now he found the foundation.
知道说神的话可以解释。
He knows that the Word of God can interpret the Word of God. Not Martin Luther interpreted.
So, brothers and sisters, if you study the whole New Testament, you
discover
truth. Man is justified not by the law.
Man is justified not by the law.
Man
is justified not because he practices the law. But because of the blood of the Lord Jesus, everything is great. You don't have to do anything. The Lord did everything on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，马丁路德告诉别人说这是真理的话。
Martin Luther told others this is the word of truth.
根据是什么？
He said, "What is your basis?"
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
不是教会这么说的。
Not that the church said it.
神的话怎么说？
The word of the Lord said it.
所以这什么意思？
What does this mean?
马丁路德所以发现真理。
So Martin Luther discovered this truth.
给我们看他发现圣经是唯一的权威。
To show us that the Bible is the only authority.
你看见吗？教会的话不算。
The word of the church doesn't
教皇的话也不算。
The word of the Pope doesn't count.
如果圣经是最高的权威的话。
If the Bible is the greatest authority,
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
教会的元首是基督。
So the head of the church is Christ.
坐在宝座上的只有基督。
So the one upon the throne is only Christ.
唯有基督。
Only Christ.
那基督借着圣灵把圣经为我们打开。
So the Holy Spirit, so the Christ through the Holy Spirit opened the Bible for us.
所以弟兄姐妹明白。
So brothers and sisters, you understand.
马丁路德现在发现了两件事。
Martin Luther discovered two things.
第一,
First,
只有圣经。
Only Bible.
只有主的话才是我们最高的权威。
Only the word of the Lord is our greatest authority.
好，如果你相信这是最高的权威的话,
If you believe this is the greatest authority.
如果把所有教会传统的解释都放在一边的话,
so if you take all the church's interpretation to the side, now you're clear.
所有人称义乃是相信就可以.
Everyone being justified is just through belief.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Brother and sister,
马丁路德就传这个传这件事传这件事.
Martin Luther preached such a thing.
那么就在那个时候,
at that point,
当然为什么他对 这个处,
Why was he had such a strong feeling about the
indulgence?
He didn't see how wrong was
indulgence.
Because if the church does it, it's right. He just has to obey. To be a monk, the first thing is to obey.
你的主持,你的上司告诉你怎么做,
However, your superior tells you you have to do it.
那不要忘记,
so his superior is the Pope.
所以明白吗? 他可以直接找教皇的。
He can go to the Pope.
你为什么顺服他呢?
Why do you obey him?
因为你顺服教皇。
Because you obey the Pope.
所以你想在那个架构底下,
so in such a structure,
谁来解释圣经?
Who interprets the Bible?
当然轮不到马丁路德。
Of course it's not Martin Luther.
但稀不稀奇?
But isn't it amazing?
他的上司,他的 他的这个老师告诉他说,
so his superior told him,
你应该去读圣经。
His teacher told him he had to read the Bible.
你如果读圣经的话,
if you read the Bible,
你就知道说你虽然你这个两手不罢休, 虽然你做了许多事, 你还不能满足圣经。
So you know, you do many things, you cannot satisfy the Lord.
一切都是恩典。
Everything is grace.
稀奇吧?
Is it amazing?
你要问这个老师是谁?
You want to ask who is this teacher?
怎么会给马丁路德这么大的帮助呢?
How can he help Martin Luther?
你看见没有?
So much?
这个帮助很重要的。
This help is important.
如果马丁路德继续分析自己下去的话, 没有路的。
If Martin Luther continued to look in within himself, he had no way.
他不能改变自己, 也不能改变世界。
He cannot change himself, he cannot change the world.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
他从自己里面出来。
So he came out of himself.
他把整个人放在圣经上。
He engrossed himself in the Bible.
你看见没有? 他忘记他自己了。
He forgot himself.
当他读圣经的时候,
when he studied the Bible,
他真的发现真理。
He discovered the truth.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主的意思不是叫他做教授。
The Lord didn't want him to be a professor.
主要他发现真理。
The Lord wanted him to discover the truth.
所以你看稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't it amazing?
神能够用一个修士,
the Lord could use a monk
做这么奇妙的事,
to do such an amazing work.
所以有一天他就在 这个十月三十一号那天,
so one on
十月三十一号,
oh, so he on October 31st,
那是万灵节, 大家都知道,
so it's Halloween, All Saints Day.
那那一天呢, 为什么那一天很重要呢?
Why was it important?
因为啊, 这个整个学习大学创办人就是这个 德国王子,
so the founder of that school was that prince of Germany.
那么他呢, 标准的天主教徒,
now he was a typical Catholic.
所以他大概收集了5005个这种 relics, relics就是那种遗骸啊, 什么这些东西。
So he collected 5005 relics.
比方说主耶稣钉十字架的钉子了。
So for example, nails upon where that were used for the
不好笑的，好笑的，他可以找到十几根。
The funny thing was he found more than 10 of them.
主耶稣钉十字架不需要那么多根吗？
You don't need so many for the
但是这块骨头也是主耶稣钉十字架的。
So this wood was from the Lord's cross.
也许那个骨头是彼得的骨头。
Maybe that bone was Peter's bone.
所以这个东西要地
So you have to have a place to put these.
所以每年10月31号的时候,
so every day, every year, October 31st.
那大家就知道, 那天要开放的。
So everybody knows he'll open up for people to visit.
那么这个大学就把门打开, 所有人都可以进去去参观这些骸骨，留下来这些东西。
So the university doors will be open and people could look at these relics.
那么他们一碰到就要kiss，要亲吻的或者要拜的。
So if they will kiss or worship the relic,
这个十足的天主教没有错的,
so true Catholic.
但是因为这个礼拜堂是大学的礼拜堂,
now because this cathedral belongs to the university,
那有的时候你要讨论一件事情的时候, 你就可以把你的意见呢, 把它贴在那个大门,
so if you want to express your opinion, you can play place it on the main door. Because many people came to visit. So many people from all of Europe would come. Especially many places in Germany would come. So there are many people.
他就在那个大教堂的门口呢，就贴了95条的论纲。
So in, when everybody came to visit, Martin Luther posted this poster with the 95 points. So he questioned indulgences.
他不反对教会卖赎罪券,
he was not against the church selling indulgences, but he felt the method of selling was wrong. So he saw light but wasn't very clear.
所以他就说那教皇,
so if the Pope wanted to do even greater things is to use up all the merits in that great bank. So he could save all of those who were in purgatory. So there's one person that could do it.
他为什么不做结果去盖圣彼得堂?
So he didn't do it, but he built St. Peter's Cathedral. So these 95 points, he wanted everyone to debate them.
结果没有想到, 就在那个时候,
didn't imagine at that time.
已经印刷术已经发明了。
So printing was already invented. Because printing was already
invented.
So because printing was invented, what he posted in 2 weeks was spread throughout Germany. And all of the 4 weeks it was spread throughout all of Europe. Don't you think it's the work of
God?
When you needed it the most.
如果是大家来参观万年节来参观那些东西的话,
so if people were just there just to see the relics, that was very limited.
但是你看见吗?
So what he saw was quickly spread through Europe.
所以那一天我们就要在德国就称作 Day of Reformation, 就是改革日。
So that's the Day of Reformation.
那就是1517年。
So that was in 1517.
10月31号,
October 31st.
这个是历史上很重要的一天。
So this is a very important day in history.
那就是所谓的改革日。
So that was the Day of Reformation.
那么弟兄姊妹,
so then of course the church was not happy.
当然,
so they wanted Martin Luther to take back what he said.
但你回过头去想,
but if you think back,
如果那一天是改革日的话,
if that day was the Day of Reformation,
那教会改革什么?
So what was the church reforming?
到底什么改革了?
What was getting reformed?
那个不过是对付
that was only dealing with indulgences.
但如果你明白那整个的那个论纲的精义, the spirit 的话,
but if you understand the spirit of what it was talking
整个的精神就是因信称义,
the spirit was justification by faith.
表面上是赎罪券的问题,
outwardly it was a matter of indulgence,
结果背后里面是讲因信称义,
but behind it was justification by faith.
所以想想看,
think about it.
如果马丁路德的改革只是因信称义的话,
so if Martin Luther's Reformation was only justification by faith, this is a matter of gospel truth. This is a matter of salvation. So there's no point in dividing the body. There shouldn't be a reason why the whole Europe is divided. Before the world was united,
从那天开始,
from that day on,
世界分开了,
the world was divided.
所谓的教会也分开了,
the church also divided.
问题在这里,
but the problem is, is did Martin Luther do this?
这不是马丁路德做的，这是圣灵做的。
The Holy Spirit did it.
因为就是马丁路德来讲,
according to Martin Luther,
他最多那一天给我们看的是因信称义,
all he showed us is justification by faith. Behind it, it also told us that the Bible was the greatest authority. Was this all that Martin Luther saw?
不是的，还有一样。
No, one more thing.
这一点非常非常重要。
This is very important.
这一点马丁路德是怎么看见的？
So how did Martin Luther see it?
跟他老师有关系。
Has to do with his teacher.
他老师是谁？
Who is his teacher? He was a mystic.
奥秘派就是与主常常有交通.
Mystics are ones that have close fellowship with the Lord.
天主教里面的奥秘派太多了.
So there are too many mystics in the Catholic Church.
那为什么他这个人这么重要呢?
Why was this person so important?
因为如果不是他的话,
because if it weren't for him,
马丁路德眼睛没有开见.
Martin Luther's eyes would not be open.
你看见没有?
To see that?
多少得到他帮助的.
So he was helped by him.
怎么得到帮助的?
How was he helped?
原来这个老师还有一个老师.
Because this teacher had another teacher.
这个老师还有个master.
He had a master.
他原来就在整个学派里面的.
So he was the head of all that school.
在所有的这奥秘派里面, 这一派最特别.
So amongst all the mystics, this was the most special.
那么这一派, 这个最重要的是谁呢?
Who is this most important person?
这最重要的人叫做 John Towler.
His name is John Towler.
就是陶乐弟兄。
John Towler.
我还记得我来美国的时候,
I remember when I came to the U.S.
有一次和江守道弟兄谈话,
I was having fellowship with Stephen Kong.
因为我在台湾长大,
because I grew up in Taiwan.
在教会中长大,
in the church.
那么都喜欢
I all love the books of Madame Guillen. Sisters wanted to imitate Madame Guillen. So if someone spiritual would say she's like Madame Guillen.
我们认为除了圣经保罗之外，但很少有一个人像甘福人那么属灵了。
Because we felt that other than Paul, there was very few people like Madame Guillen as spiritual. So one time I spoke of Madame Guillen with
Brother.
So I told him of what I thought.
我们在台湾呢，在大陆啊，我们都觉得甘福人恐怕是最属灵的。
In Taiwan and China, people feel that Madame Guillen is the most spiritual.
然后江宁怎么说呢?
What did Brother Kong say?
他说甘福人呢是奥秘派里面的一个。
So said, Madame Guillen is one amongst many mystics.
她说是所有奥秘派里面最小的一个.
She's actually the smallest amongst all the mystics.
这个我完全傻掉了.
I was very shocked.
我觉得她应该是最大的一个.
I felt she was the biggest.
是唯一的一个.
It's the only one.
但江宁不是说她是最小的一个.
But Brother Kong said she's the smallest.
那我很自然就问那么大的是谁啊?
So he said, who's the big one?
那你不能告诉我最小，你告诉我最大.
Don't tell me the smallest, tell me the biggest.
我到现在还记得他的答案.
I still remember his answer.
他是历史上最大的一个奥秘派。
So the greatest mystic in history.
他的名字叫 John Towler.
His name is John Towler.
陶乐弟兄。
John Towler.
那原来那个时候江宁想把他的讲台啊，把它翻成英文，翻成中文。
So he wanted to translate his messages into Chinese.
所以我说好不好，你把那本书借给我看。
So could you lend me that book?
所以我借回家看。
So I went back and read.
过一段时间我读完了，我又回去。
After a period of time, I read it.
好像读书报告一样。
As if I did a book report.
我讲我自己的感想。
I told my thought, my what I received.
我说江宁，为什么我读这本书的时候？
It said, Brother Kong, why is it that when I read this book, as if I'm reading the books of Brother Washman Nee,
里面很有高油,
there's a lot of anointing.
东西很有深度,
it's very deep.
江宁说一点都不错,
said it's true.
为什么?
Why?
因为在这就是为什么他在与主有交通里面,
So in this matter of having fellowship with the Lord, he was the greatest one.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他影响了
Because he influenced Martin Luther.
他怎么影响马丁路德的呢?
How did he influence Martin Luther?
是谁把 John Taylor的东西给他看呢?
Who showed them the things of Martin Luther?
就他的老师。
It was his teacher.
原来他的老师就属于也是奥秘派与主有交通的。
So his teacher was also a mystic, had fellowship with the Lord.
那么不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
奥秘派有普通所谓天主教的奥秘派。
So there are the Catholic bishop.
里面充满了很多错误的。
Many wrong things.
但他们里面有一派就是这一派。
But they had one. Group which is this one.
他们所认识的和保罗所认识的一样。
So what they knew was similar to what Paul knew.
那如果跟保罗一样的话,
if it's just like Paul,
一切都是恩典,
everything is grace.
不是我们做的, 主为我们都做的。
It's not that we have done anything, it's the Lord has done it for us.
所以你去读陶乐的东西,
so if you read the stuff of John Towler, it's not that you've done it, it's all grace.
甘福人就不同了,
Madame Guillen was different.
甘福人你还得要做一点,
Madame Guillen, you had to do something.
所以他为着受苦啊, 受不够受啊,
so because she wanted to suffer more,
他就把一些石头就放在他的鞋里,
she placed some stones in her shoes.
一面走一面痛啊,
as she walked, she was in pain.
然后告诉主啊, 主啊, 我为你背十字架,
tell the Lord, I bear the cross for you.
你看见没有?
You see that?
这个还是苦修啊。
This is still a self-abasement. So the Catholic mystics mostly talk about self-abasement. How do you ill-treat yourself?
你要恨你的肉体,
you have to hate your flesh.
你要让你什么不吃不喝,
so you don't eat certain things, don't do certain
有人这样做,
things, ill-treat
没有人像,
yourself. No one did it better than Martin Luther.
这是马丁路德的见证吗?
This is a testimony Martin Luther.
但是这个老师告诉他说,
but this teacher told
him,
you study his things,
应该对你有帮助的,
it should help you.
所以不要忘记,
don't forget.
马丁路德看见因信称义,
so when Martin Luther saw justification by faith, much as much to do with John Tower.
好,
so we talk about his third discovery. What is his third discovery? Everyone is priest. It's universal. Between man and God, there's no other priest.
He
studied the Bible is clear. Revelation chapter 1 was clear. However, blood was, how many people were bought by the blood, then it was the kingdom of priests. You study the Bible. There is no other priest other than the Lord. That's very clear. You study the Bible, the truth will come out. But because he studied John Taylor's book, the more he read, the more he felt. He felt this is true.
那么怎么回事呢?
So what was it?
原来John Taylor是在哪里来的呢?
So where did John Taylor come from?
原来John Taylor啊,他是也是个修士。
John Taylor was also a monk.
跟他一样的,
just like him.
不过是Dominican的修士, 多米尼克派的那个修士。
So he was a Dominican monk.
那多米尼克,Dominican的修士都是很有学问的。
Dominican monks, they're all scholars.
还有他们很会传道的。
They also knew how to preach.
他们,为什么他们有这个呢?
Why did they have this?
就是因为当初有一帮基督教的Valdense古中的弟兄。
Because there was a group of brothers and sisters called the Valdense.
他们两个两个出去传道。
So they went two by two to preach.
而且他们很贫穷为主。
And they were very poor.
而且他们每个人圣经都很熟。
So they all knew the Bible very well.
所以那教会当局为了对付这帮人。
So the church wanted to deal with these people.
叫人不再跟从他们,
so that people would not follow them.
所以他们也有两派,
so then they had two groups.
一个派专门是像乞丐一样贫穷的。
So there was one who was, were poor like beggars.
那就是圣方济会, San Francisco.
And the, these are the San Franciscans.
但这个不够,
this is not enough.
这个只是对付一半, Valdense 一半。
This is just to deal with the Valdense part of pressure. And the other half, you need people that study the Bible, people that were scholars, people that preach the gospel.
好了,那么这个弟兄John Taylor是其中一个。
John Taylor was one of them.
他所在的地方叫 Strasbourg.
The place he was in Strasbourg,
是德,向来是德国的,不过刚好在德国跟法国边界。
Now it was in the border of Germany and France.
现在呢,神使用他。
Now the Lord used him.
等他讲道的时候,
when he spoke,
好多人来听他道,
many people heard him speak.
他讲与主交通,
he spoke about fellowship with the Lord. Everybody also wanted to come
fellowship.
你想想看, think about it.
他们讲道应该在大教堂。
They felt that they need to be in big cathedrals. The big cathedral is not to preach. Big cathedrals for the mass. The less you knew, the better. The less you know, the more you obey the church. You understand that? So when John Taylor spoke, he had to use the big cathedral. And he also wanted to build up the Dominican church. So many people came to participate at the meeting. So this great cathedral belongs to the church. So you come for the mass, welcome. But the more you listen to the messages, the more you can't help it. Yeah, he was powerful in his messages.
满满满满的,
it was full.
所以后来他们盖了礼拜堂啊,盖礼拜堂几乎可以跟那个最大的礼拜堂比赛的,比较的。
So they built a cathedral that was almost as big as the biggest one.
所以他们又产生了很大的冲突。
So there was a great conflict.
那因为他讲道啊,所以教会当局很紧张啊。
Now because he spoke, the church was very and ever.
居然全城都来听到啊,
the whole city came to listen to him.
所以怎么办呢?
So what would he do?
但是后来John Tala走了以后,
after John Tala left,
那么他们呢,
so they felt they needed to preach as well.
所以他们特别弄了讲台,
so they arranged for a big pulpit.
讲台上弄得非常的考究, 非常的繁华,
very nice pulpits.
那么其实另外一个人也很会讲道,
and they asked another person who knew how to speak.
那人讲道的有一只狗呢, 就在旁边等着,
so then there was a preacher and then there was a dog right next to him.
从那个时候开始, 天主教才会想说, 哦, 这个讲道能够吸引很多的人,
so then from that time on the Roman Catholics then understood the message will attract people.
但是所有知道他故事的人都晓得,
everybody who knew the story,
这个John Tyler怎么得到帮助呢?
You know, how did John Tyler receive help?
他怎么得救的呢?
How was he saved?
谁给他属灵帮助的呢?
Who helped him?
原来是谷中的弟兄们,
the Valdenses helped,
是Valdenses帮助他们,
the Valdenses had helped
them. 他们老在马丁路的400年前, 就是在马丁路的400年前, 已经知道一心诚意了,
400 years before Martin Luther, he already knew justification.
而且他们学习与主有交通,
and they learned how to fellowship,
尤其在莱茵河附近,
especially in the River Rhine,
大概风景太好了,
because it was the scenery is nice.
所以很多很多的人呢，他们都学习与主交通。
So they learn how to fellowship with the Lord.
但是不要忘记了,
but don't forget,
普通的奥秘派啊,
normally the mystics,
都是那些修士啊修女啊,
or the monks and the
或者主教啊大主教啊, 包括教皇在里面应该这样啊,
and the pope and the cardinals, etc.
所以这些人只有那些最高的人最有地位的人才能与主交通。
So those who had the highest positions, they could have fellowship with
them.
They were very holy. The Lord was pleased with them. Their prayer the Lord answered. So the mystics referred to those who were spiritual and holy. But now it was the problem. But these Valdenses all had fellowship with the Lord. So what were they
super called? The friends of God.
The friends of God.
神的朋友,
the friends of God.
那么这个John Tyler 怎么得救怎么属灵的呢?
How was John Tyler saved? How was he spiritual?
到一个神的朋友那个大本营叫 Basel, 就是瑞士的一个城,
so he went to this friends of God, a city in Basel.
那这个Basel也是在莱茵河上,
and this is also in the River Rhine.
那一带通通的都是神的朋友,
so they were all the friends of God.
那他就在他们身上得到许许多的帮助,
so he got much help from them.
就开了他们的眼睛,
the Lord opened their eyes.
所以他讲道的时候,
so when he spoke,
所有的人都变成神的朋友了,
everyone became the friends of God.
个个都能与主有交通,
everyone can have fellowship with the Lord. Think about
你怎么能与主交通?
How can you have fellowship
你交通你站在神面前才对啊,
before you have fellowship, you have to stand before God. If you have no position, how could you stand?
交通你有了地位以后你才能够讲话呀,
fellowship is after you have a position you can speak.
所以与主交通以前,
so before you have fellowship with the Lord,
你已经称义了吗?
You're already first justified.
因为恩典你称义了吗?
Because of grace you're justified.
所以大家明白吗?
So you understand?
现在整个的 Strasbourg,
all of Strasbourg brought in this great recovery.
原因在哪里?
Why?
现在John Tyler不只告诉人说每个人都是因信称义的,
so John Tyler not only told everybody that everyone's justified by faith, everyone can have fellowship with the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brother,
你现在看见吗?
Now you see,
然后那个时候马丁路德找了一本书,
so that time Martin Luther found a book.
他以为是John Tyler写的,
he thought that John Tyler wrote it.
后来发现不是他写的,
then he discovered he didn't write it. It was the friends of God who wrote it.
你看见吗?
You see that?
那个叫做 Theologica Germanica, 就是德国的神学,
Theologica Germanica.
这个德国神学不是有学问的写的,
this is not written by a Bible scholar.
与主有交通的写的,
it's written by those who have fellowship with the Lord.
然后马丁路德就出版了那本书,
so Martin Luther published the book.
他也写了序,
he also wrote the
他怎么说呢?
Intro. What did he say?
他除了圣经之外,
he said, besides the Bible, I haven't seen another book like it.
弟兄姊妹,
but this is,
这是谁呢?
Who is this?
这是神的朋友们,
it was the friends of God.
每个人不止都是祭司,
everybody not just priests. They can also fellowship with the Lord. So Martin Luther remembered, so they thought the Dominicans should be part of the church.
怎么跟教会对立起来呢?
But how come they were against the church?
很清楚,
very clear.
在马丁路德还没有以前,
before Martin Luther,
你看见吗?已经有这个局面了,
saw there was already this tradition.
所以马丁路德眼睛就开启了,
so Martin Luther's eyes were open.
现在你看见没有?
But now you see that?
原来每个人都是祭司。
Then see, everyone is a priest.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers
and sisters,
so at that point,
he
discovered the third truth.
那第三个真理是什么?
What is the third truth?
人人都是祭司,
everyone is a priest.
每一个人都可以来到主面前,
everyone can come before the Lord.
他怎么得到这个帮助呢?
How does he help this way?
他就是得着刚才我所说的那个弟兄的那个John Towler的帮助。
He was helped by John Towler.
他不止这样,
not only that,
他读圣经,
he read the Bible.
他才发现说,
he discovered
原来教会已经被掳到巴比伦去。
He knew that the church was deported to Babylon.
所以现在神跟人中间还有祭司。
So now there's priests between man and God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他从来没有想到要离开教会。
He never wanted to leave the church.
他从来没有想到改革教会没有的,
he never wanted to reform the church. This is later. But brothers and sisters, he didn't want to leave Sodom and Gomorrah.
就像罗德一样,
just like Lot.
是天使的时候拉着他出来,
so the angels had to pull Lot out.
你如果读教会历史,
if you study church history,
你如果读Reformation的话,
if you study the Reformation,
不是马丁路德, 我老早预设好，我想好有一天要改革教会，没有的。
Not that Martin Luther thought of I want to reform.
没有一个人可以这样做。
No one can do such a thing.
弟兄姊妹,
是主自己做。 It's the Lord who did it.
主把从里面拉出来。
The Lord took him out of that situation.
先想到救恩的问题。
First in this matter of salvation.
然后借着他的 master, 借着他的上司来帮助他。
But through his master, he helped him.
现在有了 John Towler 这些东西的帮助。
So there was the help from John Towler.
他在读圣经。
After he studied the Bible,
慢慢就清楚。
He slowly started to.
教会果然被落到巴比伦,
the church has been deported to Babylon.
所以就在改革日以后三年之内,
so within 3 years of the Day of Reformation, 起来, amazingly,
你看整个亮光像洪水一样倒在马丁路德,
so the whole light was poured out like a flood on Martin Luther.
所以问弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
到底马丁路德给了我们什么?
So what did Martin Luther give us?
或者说,
in other words,
到底圣灵借着马丁路德给了我们什么?
What did the Holy Spirit through Martin Luther give us?
我们今天觉得很平常,
we think it's very normal.
不要忘记,
but don't forget.
这是整个改革的三根柱子。
So this is the three pillars of Reformation.
第一,
first,
第一是客观的,
first is objective.
那个就是圣经说的。
First is the Bible.
然后另外两个是,
the other two are subjective.
一个是个人经历,
one is the personal experience.
一个是团体的经历,
one is the experience of the
corporate.
When you speak about all being priests, there's another way to say it.
你们都是弟兄,
you are all brethren. The Lord,
我还有另外一个说法,
there's another way to say it.
我们虽多认识一个身体,
we are many, but we are one body.
我们虽然许多肢体,
even though many members,
但是我们都是身体上的肢体,
but we are also all members of the body.
我们同作肢体,
we are all members.
每一个肢体比另外一个肢体更大,
there's not one member bigger than the other one.
所有的肢体都连于基督,
all the members are connected to Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们都是肢体的话,
if we are all members,
都是连于基督的话,
all connected to Christ,
就一个头,
united with Christ, one head,
罗马教皇位置上,
the head is not on the throne of the Pope.
那个头,
the throne is the resurrected Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在你明白,
now you understand?
教会经过1600年黑暗的时期,
after 1600 years in the dark ages,
教会被掳到巴比伦去,
the church was deported into Babylon.
一点的光都没有,
not without light,
就像推亚推拉一样,
just like Thyatira.
但是谁应许得胜者,
but the Lord allowed, called for overcomers.
那应许, promise,
promise overcomers.
要给他们晨星,
that will give them the morning star.
为什么晨星?
Why the morning star?
因为在天黑最暗的时候,天亮以前,
so before the day dawns, then there will the morning star.
所以推亚推拉所代表的乃是黑暗时代的。
So Thyatira represents the church in the dark ages.
是谁叫天亮?
Who caused the light to dawn?
不是马丁路德,
not Martin Luther.
是圣灵做的,
it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
你阅读教会历史,
the more you study the church history,
你越看见一件事,
the more you see this.
圣灵做了何等奇妙的事,
it was a wonderful work of the Holy Spirit.
马丁路德做梦都没有想,
Martin Luther never imagined.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
那是圣灵借 借着他所恢复的三根柱子,
so those are the three pillars that the Holy Spirit used Martin Luther to restore.
一直到今天,
even until today,
这三个亮光仍旧照耀到今天,
so these three lights are still shining until today.
弟兄姊妹,这是圣灵所要的,
this is what the Holy Spirit
明白吗?
wanted. 但是因着这个缘故, because of this,
你看见没有?
You see that?
当人把头换了,
When you switch out the head, the body will also be switched. Many people think that's still the body of Christ. How do you know it's the body of Christ? When we are all priests, every member is connected to the head. Brothers and sisters, what is this? This is the church. So, brothers and sisters, when you speak of divisions in the body. So that's why we start with Martin Luther. So you saw that the body of Christ was restored at the time. This is the start of the church of Sardis. So the Holy Spirit had great expectations of the church of Sardis. The sun has come out, isn't it good? But that's just the day, the light of dawn. It should be brighter and brighter until noon. So today we probably come to noon. After 400 years, the light is brighter and brighter and brighter. What did the Lord say to Sardis? There's not one thing that's complete before God. The Lord wants perfection. Thank the Lord. In the beginning, the light wasn't that bright. Well, the Bible is the word of God. The Bible is the greatest authority. Everyone, according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, can understand the Bible. It's not the church has the final word. The Holy Spirit has the final word.
But
because of this, you see that? You study the Bible, I study the Bible. He studies the Bible.
Thank
the
Lord.
The Holy Spirit has freedom. If you're completely under the authority of the Holy Spirit, our interpretation won't be too far apart. The details may be a little different, but generally should be similar. You see that? Now you see that? The main parts are very clear. But of course, everyone's light is different. And then everyone's life is different. So we have to grow up and become mature. So then we can attain to also attain to the unity of knowledge. But in the beginning, it's just main things are similar. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Etc. You see that? We have to grow up. You grow to the point, then you have unity of faith. But our understanding is different. Shouldn't be the reason why we are divided. The light that we have in the Bible shouldn't be the reason why we divide. Why can't we be divided? Because we're one body. We are all members. We are all priests. We are all the friends of God. We can all have fellowship with the Lord. This is the church. This is the restoration of the church. During the time of Martin Luther, this light was already shining. Because of weakness of man. People were fighting. So there are divisions in the body. But now you understand, brother. All the stories start from there. Starting from tomorrow afternoon, we want to look at how did the flesh enter in. If you split, it's the story of the flesh. Don't forget. Peter, Cephas is provided by God. So the part of Peter was given by God. The richness of Apollos was given by the Lord. Paul's richness was given by the Lord. Brothers and sisters, this abundance came from the Lord. They all have their differences. But it doesn't mean that you have to divide into three or four parts. So brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit in the church, the abundance he gives us is like he gives it to Paul, Cephas, etc. The Lord raised Darby. The Lord raised John Wesley. Sinzendorf. Thank the Lord. The Lord gave them each a part. The Lord didn't say we should belong to Wesley. We have to belong to Luther. Or Zinzendorf. What did Paul say? Paul is yours. Cephas is yours.
基督属于你们,
Christ is yours.
万物都是你们的,
all things are yours.
弟兄姊妹,你要把它倒过来,
you have to reverse it.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
西金道不是我们的,
Zinzendorf is ours.
马丁路德是我们的,
Martin Luther is ours.
弟兄姊妹,你看见吗?
See that?
就今天你看见说,进行会,
the light that the Baptists have seen is ours.
我们看见的光,
the light we see,
我们不是进行会,
we are not Baptists.
我们得着马丁路的帮助,
we're helped by Martin Luther. We are not from the Lutheran
church.
We are helped by John Wesley.
We're
not Methodist.
你要调过头来的话,
just reverse it.
你看见就不会分门别类了,
so then you will not be divided. These riches are ours.
所以当我们看历史的时候,
so when we look at history,
你看这些丰富怎么吃下来的,
so where did this abundance come from?
你看你带来多少的复兴,
it brings great restoration. So this is the Lord for his body. So bring us from completeness to completeness. So from the perfection of Martin Luther,
一直到Sparks, 那个时候的完全,
until Sparks.
Austin Sparks.
So from perfection to perfection. So that's why the Lord gained a people that will wear white garments. So this is the overcomers of Sardis. When you look back at
this
way, who are the overcomers? Those who are not willing to be divided. These blessings shouldn't separate
us.
If this riches were the head,
we have to
ask, is Christ divided? Is the head divided?
You
cannot separate it. If you separate it, then the blessing is gone. You have to add it all together. Peter is yours.
Stephen
is yours. Paul is yours.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
现在你明白了,
now you understand what is the lesson of history.
你读教会历史,
on the one hand you study church history, you rejoice,
神把那么多祝福赐给我,
the Lord has given us such abundance,
结果人根据他所得的祝福,
then through that abundance
神给的是太平洋,
God has given the Pacific to
us.
So many people want to just take a bucket of water from the Pacific. Someone wants to take the other bucket. So there's 38,000 different buckets.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,你看见吗?
You see that?
那个头的丰富被分散了。
So the riches of the head has been divided. If we reverse it,
你看见,
the riches are in Christ,
and the head
flows to this body.
你想想看,
think about it.
不是教会成熟的时候吗?
Isn't that the mature church?
如果你这样回头去看的话,
if you look at it this way,
我们不是能从教会历史里面得的教训吗?
Can we learn from church history?
所以让我们记得,
so let's remember,
免得分门别类,
that you may not be divided,
免得在身体上分门别类,
so that you may not be divided in the body,
免得基督被分开,
so that the Christ may not be divided.
那个路在哪里呢?
What is the way?
路在圣经里,
the way is in the Bible.
我们就知道我们怎么往前去,
we know how to go forward.
人家问你的时候,
when someone asks you,
你说我就是基督徒,
said I'm a Christian.
人家问你是哪样的基督徒,
said what kind of Christian,
你说我就是基督徒,
I'm a Christian.
你没办法说我是威斯理的人,
I'm not a Methodist.
你没办法说我是浸信会,
I'm not a Baptist.
你没办法说我是长老,
I'm not a Presbyterian.
你明白吗, 弟兄姊妹? 免得分门别类,
so that you may not be divided.
我们要小心, 弟兄姊妹,
so you have to be careful.
我们不要做个煽风点火的,
well, let us not be divided.
我们要做一个使人和睦的人,
we want to unite.
哪里你把爱播下去,
whenever you bring forth love,
哪里就带合一句,
then you bring forth unity.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
不要忘记,
don't forget,
分裂基督身体是个罪,
to divide the body of Christ is a sin.
你不管怎么样,
no matter what,
都不能分离,
you cannot divide the body.
这一点很重要的,
this is very important.
所以我们要学个教训,
so we have to learn a
lesson. 这个教训什么教训呢?
What is this lesson?
就是免得分门别类,
that you may not divide the body of Christ.
讲到身体的时候,
when you speak about the body,
我们要说免得身体分类,
so that you may not divide the body.
讲到头的元首的时候,
so you speak of the head,
我们要说基督是分开的吗?
So that is the head divided?
所以我想今天呢, 我们开个头,
so we'll just have an intro.
稍微多用一点的时间,
we use a little bit extra time.
因为这样的话, 我们明天两堂, 我们就知道, 我们怎么走过教会的历史, 我们就晓得为什么今天有这么多会, 这个会, 那个会, 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 那个会。
So after two sessions tomorrow, we'll be better understand why there's so many denominations. The Lord has called those who wear white garments. They're not spoiled by this. That reject the pollution of the flesh. We want Paul.
我们要彼得,
we want Peter.
我们要亚波罗,
we want Apollos.
但是我们不是属彼得的,
but we're not of Paul.
我们也不属保罗的,
we're not of Paul.
弟兄姊妹, 我们拥抱所有的弟兄姊妹。
So we embrace all believers.
你看见吗?
You see that?
这个就是教会的见证。
This is the testimony of the church.
所以我们这一次读这个题目很有意思。
So this time we study this topic.
我们希望从反面能看见证。
We want to look at the positive from the negative.
所以希望大家 告诉弟兄姊妹有这样的机会。
So let others know there's such an opportunity.
所以明天下午我们再继续。
Tomorrow afternoon we'll continue.
我们低头个见证。
Let us bow with a simple word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话交在你的手。
Dear Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
我们谢谢你，当教会混乱的时候。
We thank you that when the church is in confusion.
你把这些话赏给我。
You give these words to us.
你不是要我们去定罪别人。
You don't want us to judge others.
你要让我们知道怎么走路。
You want us to know how to walk.
我们就是会分裂的。
We are dividers.
我们的肉体就是会传播。
Our flesh will cause problems.
求你拯救我们。
May you save us.
求你可怜我们。
May you have mercy on us.
但愿我们免得在身体上分门别类。
So that we may not divide the body.
我们能够汲取历史的教训。
We may learn the lessons of history.
在你面前学习美好的功课。
To learn the lessons before.
我们相信你把我们从远东各地方带到美国来。
We believe you brought us from the far east of the United States.
一定有你的美意。
You have your purpose.
不管我们在什么岗位上。
No matter what place we are.
不管我们在哪里。
No matter where we're at, may the light of your lamp stand shine forth.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer. In Jesus' precious name.